Global censorship, court rules EU govs can take down content worldwide after politician insulted. By Jack Montgomery on October 7, 2019. The Court of Justice of the European Union has ruled that EU governments can order Facebook to take down content worldwide after an Austrian politician was insulted online. Eva Klavishnik-Piszczek, a leading figure in Austria's left Progressive Greens party, was branded a lousy traitor of the people and a corrupt oaf. Among other things, in an Austrian news article concerning her party's support for a minimum income for refugees, which was shared on a Facebook user's personal page, according to court documents. The Green politician demanded Facebook Ireland, which manages Facebook in Europe, remove the post, and secured an Austrian court order commanding it when the US subsidiary failed to comply, but was not satisfied when the social media giant only restricted the content in Austria. Now the Court of Justice of the European Union has decreed that censorship orders issued by an EU state can apply globally, as EU law does not preclude a host provider from being ordered to remove worldwide information disseminated by a social network platform. The EU judges rejected Facebook's arguments that this would curb online free speech in third countries which do not allow the sort of state censorship which Klavishnik-Piszczek demanded. They also ruled that EU does not preclude a host provider which operates a social network platform from being ordered, in the context of an injunction, to seek and identify, among all the information disseminated by users of that platform, the information identical to the information that has been characterized as illegal, i.e. other content repeating the illegal information about Klavishnik-Piszczek. This judgment has major implications for online freedom of expression around the world, warned Thomas Hughes, executive director of the Article 19 charitable organization, which works for a world where all people everywhere can freely express themselves and actively engage in public life without fear of discrimination. Compelling social media platforms like Facebook to automatically remove posts regardless of their context will infringe our right to free speech and restrict the information we see online, Hughes complained. The judgment does not take into account the limitations of technology when it comes to automated filters. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.